and joining us here, hanging out after a Patriots win at Gillette Stadium. One of the guys on the offensive side of the ball, Deion Branch. It's an off day. You're hanging out today with us. Weren't sure.
Coming in. Looking like a soccer player when you walk up.
What's
in
this
here?
Adidas look here?
Right? Dreads and
Revolution.
The, yeah.
There's no off days. There's no off days. You know, I think it's just, we get a little small break. Got to come in, watch some film, and get a workout in.
You know, it's always probably better to, I'm sure, learn some lessons or learn from wins, right? Other than losses. You had some losses that you learned some things from.
Right.
But that game yesterday, you guys pull out that W. That's the most important thing.
Right.
But I think when you look at this offense, and you look at the kick return and the safety, we're not used to seeing maybe the lack of execution maybe that we saw, maybe the confusion at times.
Right. Well, you know, there's no confusion on our behalf. You know, that's the way the game flows sometimes. You know, I think the first half was pretty good. Second half, we was kind of low. We kicked back a little bit the third quarter. And, you know, that you got to tip your hats off to that team. They played pretty good. They played real good, rather. And we just didn't play a complete game, you know, and this is what's been going on, and we got to get it straightened out.
You know, you've created a monster, I think, because as Patriots fans, we just expect you guys to just go out there every week and put up 38,
right.
You know, and just be efficient in how you go about it.
Yeah, and we truly appreciate that. But, you know, this is the NFL, man. You know, regardless how you win, we'll take the W. But we all know that there's some things that we got to tighten up. I think what's most importantly is that we know we haven't played our best football, and we're still, you know, hanging in there, pulling off the games, in which this ain't the position we want to be in.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure we're peaking at the right time.
You talk about finishing off games.
Right.
Yesterday, I know I heard a lot of guys in the interviews talking about we did finish the game. That, you know, and in my opinion here as an analyst these days is that you didn't finish the game like the way we're used to seeing the Patriots finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
And especially offensively, especially the last few weeks, it just doesn't seem like you guys have that killer instinct at the end of the game to get that key one or two first downs you need to get in those drives to keep them off the field. Is there anything that you guys have been doing different or trying to do different in practice to make that better?
You know, overall, I think, Troy, we're working on a lot of different things. And trust me, we're trying to get better. That's one thing we're trying to do. But you know, like I said, overall, that's the flow of the game. And then most importantly is, you know, converting on third down when we need to
Tell him to throw you the damn ball on third down.
Hey, man, I appreciate
it. Get some first downs.
I appreciate that. But I think overall, man, we're trying, you know. We're trying, and we also got to remember, you know, every week we're getting every team's best. You know, and unfortunately, that's how it's supposed to be. We're getting every team's best once we step on the football
field. I can
field.
Agree with you because the Patriots have set a standard now that where people try to measure themselves up against the Patriots to see where they stand. You know, if they can go toe-to-toe with this team, if they come close to beating them, then we got a chance to be great, too.
Exactly.
It's kind of what they do. So I can agree with that.
Exactly. With that, you know, with that being said, we still need to play to the best of our abilities, in which we, like I said, we still – we're 4-3. That's not where we want to be, but we still haven't played our best football yet.
That 4-minute offense end of the game, you talked about, I think it was Greg Bedard in the Boston Globe today talking about it, and Troy's talking about working on in practice. You guys pride yourself, and the no huddle has worked.
Yeah.
Is it really just third downs in that 4-minute offense, the chance to salt away games? You think there's a common thread because you've had, what, 5 chances now this year, similar opportunities. Is there a common thread in not being able to execute in that 4-minute offense?
It's a combination of everything. I think what we all got to realize as well, if we take care of business in the early part of the game, we wouldn't put ourselves in those positions. You know, like I said, we come out and play the first half. It was pretty good. Third quarter, kind of hit a stalemate. You know, that kind of put us in the position that we was in. We had plenty of opportunities in the game to kind of put that team away, and we didn't. That was early in the game. You know, and then we put ourselves in a position where our backs were against the wall, and then, you know, we put our best football out on the field to drive down to get the field goal to tie the game. And the same thing in overtime. You know, we wanted the touchdown to go ahead and end the game. Hmm. But, you know, that didn't happen. We did good enough to drive the ball down the field, and we played good enough complementary football where the defense went out and stopped them.
You know, I asked you last week, you know, if it starts to kind of get in your head a little bit, these fourth quarters and that part of the game when you can salt the game off – and it happened again. And I'm just wondering, as an athlete, sometimes it's just you get in that position where it's like, okay, here we go. And it's not that you don't have confidence, but maybe you try to do too much, or you try to put too much pressure on yourselves to not be in that situation again. Does the offense, do you start to feel like, are you guys getting away from that, or are you starting to feel that a little bit?
Well, I don't think we have any pressure. You know, I think, you know, sometimes that, hey, all of us as players, we want to go out and make that one play. And it's just all about everybody going out doing their job when that one play is called, especially when we need it if it's a third and five. You know, and, you know, across the board, there's mistakes made throughout the game. But it still rolled back to us taking care of business the early portion of the game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like I said, there was plenty of opportunities before we even put ourselves in that position, the four-minute drive, that we could have ended that game. And we didn't. We didn't take advantage of it.
We're live here in the Putnam Club. Deion Branch is joining us. Take a quick break. Come back. Deion's here with us and Troy Brown. It's a Patriots Monday live at Gillette Stadium. We are live in the Putnam Club at Gillette Stadium. Mutt and Lou, Troy Brown, Deion Branch, 93.7 WEEI. No Darrell Revis yesterday in that Jet secondary.
Right.
Deion, how'd you think that group played without their marquee guy back there?
Oh, they did a great job. I think Coach Ryan did a great job of scheming and trying to put the guys in the right position to make the plays. But at the same time, I think we did a great job of adjusting to what they was doing. You know, our game plan was pretty solid going into the game. And for the most part, we did a pretty good job of executing early in the game. I wouldn't say the latter part of the game we didn't. You know, and that's something we got to correct. You know, keeping that same attitude from the beginning of the game to the end instead of kind of putting a foot on the pedal and then taking it off and then trying to get back going. I think that's something we got to correct.
I think you guys, somebody mentioned this earlier, you finished. You actually did finish one game, and part of that was because the Buffalo Bills pretty much mailed it in. I think Lou said it earlier. They pretty much mailed it in.
Yeah.
And that has been a huge problem. I've been saying it on this show from day one that they're going to have to learn how to finish against pretty good ball clubs. I mean, you look at Seattle, they had a good defense, you know, and they played okay on offense against you know, Patriots defense or whatever.
Right.
But they played okay against that look, and you couldn't finish them off. You couldn't finish off the Ravens.
Right.
Couldn't finish off the Cardinals. All teams got some good parts of their team.
Right.
How are you guys going to go about – I know I asked this question earlier, but it's got to be some kind of solution to fixing that problem as far as you just talked about keeping your foot on the gas and then smashing them.
Well, you know, we just got to continue working, you know, taking it one day at a time. This week's game against Rams is going to be a total different game. The game plan is going to be different. This team here is probably a bit more balanced than what we've been seeing in the past. Teams have been very good on defense and okay on offense, but this team is real good on both sides of the ball. I think for us, we just got to continue progressing and then try not to go backwards. You know, continue doing the things we've been doing in the first half, but try to turn that over in the second half as well.
You know, I think one of the issues, too, is we talk about this offense, is what's the identity of this team? And maybe it goes to expectations because we just thought the offense was going to be this versatile group that can do whatever they want. Right? Yeah. A two tight end set, run the ball, throw the ball, and basically just eat defenses apart. And 7 weeks into it, you know, you run for 250 yards for 2 weeks, and then you maybe don't run the ball as much against Seattle, and then you come out, and it's almost like sometimes you think that when we've heard this a lot, we've said this a lot, that sometimes Josh has so many toys to play with that is he being too cute with them rather than just realizing what we do best and continue to do that and perfect that.
Right. Well, that's the stuff that you know, Josh and Coach have to sit down and talk about. You know, for us as players, we just have to go out and execute the plays. Whatever the game plan is, we got to go out and do it. I think the most important thing that we know is that we haven't played a complete game, especially on offense and as a team. So there's some bright spots that we know as players that we know what type of team we have and we know how good we can be. We just haven't put it on the football field yet.
Is that part of closing it out, like with 4 or 5 minutes to go, having the lead, 3 minutes having the lead, going to that bread and butter, like having that identity, this is what we do best, and when we run it, nobody can stop us, and the fact that maybe you don't have that yet consistently for 7 games is an issue?
Well, that's part of it. What you got to remember now, before you get to those 4 minutes, you have 56 minutes before that. You know, that like I said earlier, if we're playing the type of football that we know we can play, we wouldn't have to worry about the last 4 minutes. It's just all about now just controlling the game and keeping the ball and not allowing our opponents to get the ball back.
There's always some sort of side story with the Jets. I'm curious if Bill or Josh addressed the Jets going to the league and complaining about your no huddle. There's a report that surfaced yesterday morning that Mike Pettine, the defense coordinator, wanted the officials to know that when you guys sub someone out in the no huddle,
right,
they should be allowed to sub somebody out. And did they address that? And were you surprised that day of game the Jets are sort of worried about the way you guys run your no huddle offense?
Oh, I don't know anything about it.
Saying it's a legal offense, what they're saying in New York.
They can sub. The only thing is most teams sit back and wait to see what personnel is running in the game. The only difference is the guys that's coming on the field already know what play they're running and know where they're supposed to be at. So if our opponents are waiting on us to see who they're running in the game, that's not our fault.
And the actual exactly.
I mean, and they're the actual, too slow. They're too slow.
They're too slow. They should have somebody watching the Patriots, right, either from up top where they can see better, sure, or somebody on their sideline watching the Patriots substitute and know who's coming in the game. Have their guys up there by their defensive coaches who substitute,
right,
and have and send the proper people in when the Patriots are substituting, mm-hmm, their guys in. And the only rule the Patriots have to follow on that deal is they have to at least get inside the numbers,
right,
and then and get back out to their position if they are outside the receiver.
Right.
That's the only rule they have to follow as far as substitutions.
And you, it are
some lineman comes in, right, to play an eligible position. He's got to report to the referee.
Do.
And that's the only rules they have, right, to follow as far as substituting. And if the Jets or anybody else can't handle that, then so be it.
So you mean, yeah, crybabies. You said the Jets are crybabies.
We haven't broken the rule.
I guess we see who's that GM over there,
Tannenbaum.
I guess he'll be going to the league next year and
about
the rules like Paulian did.
Oh,
yeah. He can't drown the receivers like that. He had him in the Gatorade.
It's amazing how much Troy still hates the Jets. I mean, he still hates the despises the Jets.
Look, I have given the Jets props over the years when I thought they were really good in 2009, I believe. They signed,
right,
Tomlinson. They signed Cromartie, all those guys, and spent a bunch of money to win the championship that year, and they didn't get it done.
Right.
And now they're paying for that right now because, mm-hmm, they don't have the personnel,
yeah,
to do anything right now. But I have to give, and I do have to apologize to Rex Ryan for yesterday. On the year, I said he was an idiot, and it wasn't a nice thing to say either. I mean, I don't really condone calling names, but.
Nice, but, true.
So, but no, it's not true because he actually coached a pretty good game yesterday.
He gave his
team the best chance to win yesterday,
yep,
by controlling the clock.
Yep.
You know, controlling Sanchez in the second half.
Yep.
And he had his guys in a position where they had the only chance to win, and that was to have New England in a dogfight at,
exactly,
the end of the game, and they almost won that game.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and then on top of the fact
but Sanchez is, you know, he fumbled it away, and, yeah,
no,
as usual.
Now, Nico made a great play.
it was a great play, great sack, but,
yeah,
ball security is most more important.
That's right.
You guys got a nice little break there. Stephen Hill, who,
yeah,
I'm wondering your thoughts on him. He had that drop that,
right,
was right there. He took his eye off in the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because Troy talked about it before, so maybe some no names, but Stephen Hill and Curley, those,
right,
guys were out there. I mean, granted, they found some big holes in,
yep,
that secondary. But what were your
they
thoughts on
plays,
Stephen Hill?
You know, I think you give any receiver, or quarterback, the time, and a receiver.
You like to have that much
open
space to catch the ball, huh?
Oh, there's sometimes we're going to have it. I mean, if we, trust me, the thing is with us, we're going to get everybody's best, like I said. And at the same time, rightfully so, we got to do the same thing to our opponents. But I think those guys are going to be pretty good in this league.
Well,
you know,
getting
the opportunity, they had a good game.
The Patriots need to put some guys in position that can handle pressure.
Right.
Because pressure just breaks some people, you know. Not everybody can do it when the band is playing, you
That's
know.
That's right.
And I think you're one of those guys. You need to be putting – and I'm a little biased because, of, you know,
yeah,
you're one of my guys.
Yeah, we don't need it,
you know.
We've
done it. Helped raise you up a little bit.
Yes, sir. You did.
You know. You helped bail me out a few times.
Chapstick
a few weeks ago, you know, came through for me again.
Yes, sir.
You know, but I mean, there's just certain guys that can handle that type of pressure when,
mm-hmm,
it's time to close out of games. And as you can attest, we had a few guys,
yeah,
one on one number 81, but,
yeah,
didn't want any parts of being a part of that pressure situation.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys step up to the plate and some guys don't.
Yeah.
Here's the pressure this week. London football.
London.
You excited?
Excited, man. It's going to be a great game. I think most importantly, we got a football game. It's not a
vacation.
It's not a vacation.
No, you guys are going to just hang out
sightseeing?
Big Ben?
Yeah, probably after the game. I mean, my family been out.
How much of a test you think this would be with these young guys, trying to keep them straight?
Who are our young guys? No, going out there. I think with the curfew and stuff that will be established early. We haven't gotten a schedule yet, but I'm pretty sure Coach Belichick will make sure that
this won't get out of control.
You know, I think let's go out and take care of business first, and then you get the rest of the night off after the game.
It's in London. It's the Rams. Deion Branch joining us. Safe trip. Talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Deion Branch joining us here at the Putnam Club. We'll continue from the Putnam Club. Talk a lot about this defense. We'll get into his Patriots offense as well with Troy Brown. Patriots Monday, 93.7 WEEI.